Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Neenah, college staff and students will embark on an attempt to walk 5 million steps next week between Monday the 8th and Friday the 12th of February. And teachers Padraig Schrahan and Adam Grattan join me online now. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Fran.
Thanks very much indeed for coming on with us today. This is a fantastic idea, Padraig, but where did it all come from?
It's an idea that basically came up between our pastoral care department and also PE department and the management of our school. Obviously, over the last 4 weeks, we've all been doing our online remote learning. And basically, what the feedback was to our principal and vice principal, to Mr. Kennedy and Mr. O'Mara, was that our students are really engaging on a high level on a day-to-day basis through their computer screens. And the synopsis was that, you know, we are asking them to be online basically between 9 to 4, Monday to Friday. And with the way things are now, obviously they're not getting the chance to socialise as they normally would. They'd be going to soccer trainings, hurling trainings, to music practices and all the rest, and they're not getting to do that now. So we wanted to do something to give the students you know, a break from their screens, the same as us all, I suppose, we'd all look towards maybe entertainment, like whether it's our phone or Netflix or whatever it is, and even times to chill out and forget about work or forget about school. But we want to put it out there to the students and to encourage them to get outside safely with their family, to get fresh air, and obviously to get physical exercise in then as well. Because as I said, the same as us all, we're tied to working from home and now studying from home for our students. So we're just trying to push them to get outside next week and to get their steps in and to get a bit of fresh air whilst doing
Very
that then
good.
As well.
And Adam, what about that? 500 students and staff, but it's a big ask. 5 million steps. How will that work?
Well, I know if you look at it from the outset, 5 million is quite a large number, but if you break it down to those 500 staff and students, it works out at 10,000 a day, which is, you know, the ideal goal. So across the 4 days, they have the opportunity to essentially reach that goal on one of those 5 days, Monday to Friday next week. So we're taking into account, you know, their already busy schedule online and the weather and everything. And it gives them the opportunity, you know, if they get 8,000 or 9,000 on Monday, they can try again to improve on that number on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. So it is a large number. But when it's broken down into the amount of staff and students we have, it works out at 10,000 a day, which is, you know, a daily target for most people.
It's what we're all advised to do, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And then the other idea with the 5 million is that roughly on the island of Ireland, there's 5 million people. And it's not just us as an Neenah College, you know, community that are in this, you know, situation with everything going on with COVID together. The whole nation of Ireland is. So every step symbolises a step for everybody, you know, taking on this journey and, you know, being in this together.
And of course, that's what it is. We're all in it together. Padraig, what are you hearing back from your students, you know, who are doing their studies virtually and all of that? Difficulties?
Yeah, look, it is. To begin with, as I said, they're just engaging brilliantly on this period of online learning. I think that the main difference is this, that we weren't prepared for what happened last March. Nobody seen it coming. And online learning, I suppose, wasn't something that was to the fore with us. But now it is since then, and it's something that we've placed a lot of focus on since we returned in September. Now, the students, as I said, they are engaging Monday to Friday every day with us. But they are finding it challenging, no different than ourselves, that they're missing out really on the social interaction is the big part of it. But as I said, we have great structures in place within the school that they always have a teacher they can speak to if there's an area they're finding difficult, whether that's with the work that we're doing obviously in class or if it's something that's happening. You know, every household is different now more than ever. So there is support there for them if it's needed as well.
And Adam, you know, we hear about the students and their difficulties naturally enough, but what about trying to teach virtually? How, that's a whole different dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, you're especially, you know, myself and Park as PE teachers, we're used to the hustle and bustle and the noise and movement everywhere, and it's certainly different trying to teach, you know, a kind of a HIIT workout or a circuit workout online, or, you know, maybe recording a lesson for them to do in their own time. But yeah, it's certainly different. And just touching on what Porrick was saying there, the structures in the school have made it, you know, much more user-friendly for us as teachers. We had continual kind of development and training on it since we were back in September. So we had designated members of our staff in the school actually teaching us about how to use Microsoft Teams, which is our platform that we use. So Park was mentioned there that, you know, we were kind of out in the dark a little bit in March, as every teacher were, but, you know, we're much more skilled now in how to use and, you know, incorporate online teaching. So that is definitely something that has improved, you know, since March. And it does make it that little bit easier. But again, you know, and I speak for all staff, I think, in the school, we just want to be back. We want to be able to teach face-to-face and have that, you know, social interaction, not just with the students, but with the staff as well.
Of course. Padraig, I'm a bit of a couch potato, but I'm trying to get off the couch and do a few kilometres and, you know, try and get a little bit active. But I do realise that it's vital in the situation that we're in to be out there in fresh air and clear our heads.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a huge part. I think it is encouraging to see. I don't think there's ever been as many people out doing that, out walking.
Yeah.
They could be walking, jogging, running, whatever they're doing. And you're seeing families doing it together, which is brilliant. And I actually think it's something that, hopefully, please God, when this is all over, that we'll all take a lesson from it, that we should be doing it each and every day. Like you said, it can be a hard thing when you hear, even just before we come on there, I was listening to the man on about the weather there. The weather is always the issue, I suppose, in Ireland. But there is always an opportunity, whether it's before work or school, or whether it's at the lunch break, or whether it's in the evening time, that we should all get out there. And it is massive, massive benefits for, and not just our physical health, but obviously for our mental health as well. There's no walk that you'd go do that you come back feeling worse. You normally feel a lot better, clears the head, and kind of resets you for whatever you're taking on next in your day as well.
Adam, what about compiling the steps then that you come up to the fight? That must be a huge job, is it?
It did seem a little bit daunting at the start, but there's, as Paul touched on earlier, the pastoral structures in the school. So there's directors at first, second and third level, or third year. So each one of those directors, I'm actually one as well myself, I will be taking my own base group to count the steps of those 20 to 25 students. So there will be a number of teachers at junior level that will be, you know, tasked at taking the photos in of the steps and adding up those together. And then myself and Porrick will be taking senior cycle students. So, yes, it is kind of, it's a big task to take on, but we're not alone in this. And I must also mention Ashton Goulding, who is the other PE teacher in the school. She will also be helping to add up students at senior cycle level as well.
I gather that Siobhan Tobin is sort of chief whip, where making sure that everybody gets in their 10,000 steps. Yeah,
she is tasked with keeping the staff on track and keeping them getting their steps in also as well. So she has the unenviable task of keeping all of us going too.
Well, listen, well done to everybody involved. It's a fantastic undertaking. Thanks, Padraig, and thanks to Adam as well. Good to chat to you today. So that's an attempt to walk 5 million steps between Monday the 8th of Feb, next Monday, and next Friday the 12th. So we wish them well.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.